WHFR Dearborn. You were just listening to Far From Home from Cosmic Light Shapes. But right about now, this is the Motor Live Drive at 5 here on WHFR Dearborn, and we're about to kick things right off the bat with Nigel and the Dropout. Can you hear me, fellas? What can we do to bring this up? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Nigel and the Dropout, you ready to do some live music for the listeners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What are we going to hear first?
A song called Featuring Vacuum.
There you have it.
Our EP, Sections.
From Sections. Nigel and the Dropout on WHFR. Kick it, fellas. Nigel and the Dropouts right here on WHFR, Dearborn. Welcome to the studio, fellas.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's been a while coming, and I'm glad to have you. You have been busy. You have been working on a new album. You have been performing every chance you get. So take a breath for a quick half second and tell us what's going on.
Well, we're releasing an album called Falderall on May 16th. So in a couple days, we're playing an album release party over at the Loving Touch in Ferndale. Excited for that.
I mean, there's that. I mean, you get a free CD with admission there, and really just excited for that. We get going to make it as much of a party as we can.
Well, let me apologize to the listeners real quick. I've got you talking like they know you.
Yeah.
But let's go back a second and introduce yourself so that they do know you. Who is Nigel and the Dropout? Who's who?
I guess this is Nigel.
Well,
you can't see him. He's there.
Okay, you just blew their minds.
Yeah, because you just said this is Nigel. This is Nigel. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that's Nigel.
And
this is my name is Andrew. I'm the Dropout. But
we still love you anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You've got a talent that take you somewhere.
I hope.
Thank
so.
You.
All right. Yeah. That's right. So they know who was singing on that last track. They put a voice to a voice, if I say that right.
I guess everybody thinks it's Nigel because I sing with kind of a European kind of accent. He's got the name.
Blimey.
Yeah, but it's me. It's the Dropout singing.
And the Dropout is on guitar.
Yep.
And just thrashing away. And Nigel, tell the people exactly what do you do? Because there's so much going on that you do.
Yeah, I mean, usually we're accompanied by a lot of lights as well for our...
Lights are here.
Yeah, I mean, there are lights here. We're not playing in the dark, but
we got a fantastic... And this fog machine is going. People, you have got to get down here quick.
Yeah. Mostly what I do is just a lot of sampler stuff, a lot of, you know, drum machine and synth stuff. And I'm, of course, hitting the cymbal, and there's also a tambourine.
Because you're not just standing there pressing the button every occasionally. You're actually playing.
Yeah, so I'm actually playing. Yeah.
Don't get the misimpression when he says sampler. When he says he's playing the sampler, it's an instrument.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us about these instruments and this group being together and how long. What's happening?
We go back about four or five years. We were in a high school band, and they all went to college, and we were like, nah.
Yeah, we continued wanting to do this,
definitely. So we were like, you know, they were in a four-piece. We're like, how are we going to make up for the fact that we just lost two people, and we should, you know, fill that with, like, loopers and with samples and kind of filled out the spectrum.
Yeah.
Make it sound full.
We're kind of nerds, really.
A little bit.
We kind of filled them with just a lot of technology, a lot of wires.
But it's happening, and it's sounding good. So let's make it keep sounding good. What you got for us next?
This next one is called Grinding Grin. This is off our second album.
It's called Slice of Infinity, the album.
Yeah.
Slice of Infinity. All right. I was like looking at that and going, that's the infinity symbol, but they say God. But so we're going to, this track is called what now?
It's called Grinding Grin.
All right. You heard it. I can speak. From Slice of Infinity, this is Nigel and the Dropout. Thank you. That's Nigel in the Drop House doing something very special right there. Grinding Grin from Slice of Infinity. Guys, on your about, the about section of your Facebook page, you talk about your members, your hometown, genre, uneducated. Yeah, whatever. I mean, for guys who are making some very complex music, you can lose that one.
I mean, it was kind of a play on, you know.
Definitely. The drop, I think. Definitely.
I think we're...
self-educated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. I think that's really what guided a lot of our music was exploring, you know, a lot of instruction booklets on how to, you know, manipulate a lot of the instruments that we choose. It's an exploration, I guess, really.
Musical homeschooling is paying off.
Right. I like that, musical homeschooling.
Yeah, you getting your degree. You definitely sound thicker and denser than a two-piece.
Print myself a diploma.
Hello? Just make sure what you print doesn't have a Department of Education sticker on it.
It'd be all right. Yeah.
Hey, we got something special going on as a result of a mutual friend by the name of Lee. You guys are celebrating your release of Folderall this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to talk about Folderall and what went into that and how long you've been working on it. But for people who are digging what you're doing and want to see this light show for themselves, why don't we have somebody win some tickets to come see you?
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
You down with that, Nigel?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're down with that.
Okay. So listeners, loyal listeners that you are, why don't you pick up your phone, call us here at the station on the signal so that you can get in to see these guys at the Loving Touch this Saturday, 8 o'clock, in Ferndale. Nigel and the Dropout, the Ill Itches, Tart, and a new act, Ancient Language. All you got to do is be the first caller. Now, since this is a local show, we're going to... You can call from whatever number you want, but here are the numbers. 313-845-9676 or 800-585-4322. That's 313-845-9676 or 800-585-4322. We'll get to callers after we get some music. Then we're going to get you talking about Folderall. Am I pronouncing that right?
I think so. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I didn't go to school.
But you're musically homeschooled.
There's two spellings. One's with an A. One's with an O.
Yeah.
I think. I don't remember which one we chose.
We did the O and then the L. So we did a hybrid of both.
And that's what's throwing me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Folderall.
That's what you get for being complex. But let's get some complex music on the air.
All right.
As we get these callers in. WHFR, Nigel and the Dropout, about to play.
Is the Bear There?
Yeah.
Is the Bear There from which? So
Slice
many albums.
This is also from Slice of Infinity.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that too when we come back. Is the Bear There? Nigel and the Dropout. Give it to him.
watch stars fall and I wonder why, wonder why.
You know, I saw that title and I'm like thinking, is the bear there? I'm like, where are they going to go with this?
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you come up with this? What? I'm okay, granted, you technological geniuses and everything, but you guys got some deep stuff in your lyrics.
Yeah.
And then Slice of Infinity. I'm counting, what is this now? Fodderall makes 6 albums?
That would make 5. I mean, 5 if you include releases. An EP, yeah.
So you have not been shy about hitting the studio and
no.
producing material.
No, it's all self-recorded, all self-produced. We, we put a pretty big focus in like recording quality and everything. You know, we recorded everything first and then we were like, oh yeah, we should play this live if we want to do this seriously.
Yeah, that was our first album. We actually recorded an entire album before thinking, oh, maybe we should play this live.
And then when you got to play it live, it just came easily, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
We learned how to play the songs we had already recorded with 2 people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that informed what you did in the future in terms of recording and writing?
Yeah, actually. I mean, it. You know, just like everything, it kind of all builds towards, you know, itself. So in the beginning, yeah, we had a concept in mind of we want to do this with just 2 people. And then... And then we just tried to find the right equipment, the right technology to help us do that. And Yeah, I mean, that all came together, and that definitely influenced our writing. Definitely.
Tell me, let's talk about that writing now. What goes into a Nigel and the Dropout tune? I mean, is it just off the wall? Let me share this with you. And, you know, what happens?
They've been like different. There's been a different process, I feel like, as we've evolved. You know, we kind of started out and they were all just like, we were in front of the computer just recording.
Yeah.
Then Slice Infinity, we started playing live and we were like, all right, you know, we kind of jammed out a lot of the songs and then they kind of just evolved. We've had others where we're like, all right, we're going to do a concept. We're going to do an acoustic song. We're going to record it in like a tile bathroom or something. And like,
I remember that. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we'll do like, all right, we're going to go out and do a concept and then we execute it. And other times it's just like,
we take a field trip.
I mean, yeah, we'll go somewhere to like do something, an excuse to do something that we want to do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we'll just be like, oh, I made this loop. You know, it sounds kind of cool. Here it is. Does this spark anything, you know?
And Is the Bear There kind of sounds like something that would belong in Space Odyssey 2001. Like,
right. I think we actually, and a lot of our song names, we come up with like all in one day where like we have a lot of material. We're fed up with just having it. We want to share it. And eventually we're just like, well, we have to name them something. So we kind of all come up with it. I forget what inside joke that came from.
It came from Inside Joke, but it's a really, really old inside joke that I think is dead now.
Yeah.
So
it didn't make a lot of, it wasn't very funny in the beginning.
It didn't make a lot of sense.
Do some things take longer than others? Have some songs taken a month or something to happen?
Yeah.
Even some we'll sit on for like a year and then come back to it and be like, oh yeah, like
we did this.
Let's finish this up, you know?
Absolutely.
We had, on this most recent album, we've been working on it for about a year, year and a half. And we were sitting on a lot of material for about a year and we were like, all right, let's release this stuff, but I don't know when. Let's make it perfect. And then actually Nigel's laptop got stolen out of his car.
Ooh.
That had all of our recordings, all of our everything on it. And we just had these MP3s on his iPod of all the songs. And we're like, this is where they're at.
Yeah.
We got to let them go. We got to release them now because, can't change them anymore. The project files are gone. We lost, you know.
So, folks, this is your friendly neighborhood reminder to always back up.
Yes. Back up everything.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay. If not monthly, biweekly. Better yet, weekly.
Even yearly. We lost like 3 or 4 years worth of project files because we just didn't back up anything.
Well, we backed it up on a drive, but it was in the same
bag.
Because I was figuring it would be a technological failure that would make us, you know, want to back up. I didn't think it would be someone
taking it.
Yeah, someone actually.
Bust the windows out your car.
No. Sorry?
That song, I busted the windows out your car. Take your laptop.
Yep. Right.
But okay, so a year can go into a song. You've been working on Falderall for some time, and now there's a matter of the lead single. What are we going to drop for the folks that's going to hit them and say, I got to be at this Nigel and Dropout show?
Well, we've released our first single, Gestalt, off of our most recent album. It should be on our SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all that stuff. You can check it out online. We got a few songs kind of floating around that like are in the background of like little videos, little teaser clips, but the actual album drops in like a couple days, so you're gonna get to hear that.
And like you say, Gestalt is what's going to just bring them home.
Yeah, no, go listen to it. It's
well, I got a better idea. Go play it.
Go play it.
It's
come play it.
Yeah,
let's play. Yeah, it. I think we can play it.
Let's
next.
Play it.
Are we set up?
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
Good to go?
This is one more. Well, hold on. I think we have to get one more thing for Gestalt to get going here. Usually we have so many lights, you know, that this is, I mean, yes, we have a lot of lights here at the radio station. There's quite a lot going on.
It's a laser show going
on,
folks.
It's very hard to see through all this fog. I don't know why you did this to us, but it's, you know, I think it looks great. Again, people.
Ambiance.
Yeah.
we retile the floor.
let's play this new track here off our new album.
This is Gestalt from Nigel and the Dropout right here on WHFR. Thank you.
sunshine and bring the time. Dance clear, darling.
Gestalt right here on 89.3 WHFR. That's Nigel and the Dropout doing some heavy new stuff from the new album Falderall with the new release party this Saturday at the Loving Touch in Ferndale. Doors at 8 o'clock, but a whole load of bands going to be there. I mean, great people, the Illiches, Tart, and Ancient Language, as well as Nigel and the Dropout. That's the album you're hearing today, Falderall. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, call us, 313-845-9676. That's 313-845-9676 or 800-585-4322. We were talking earlier about where people could listen to this music. Guys, Facebook, where else are you?
Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we promote it. I mean, a lot of our, not this new album, but the albums prior we have on iTunes, they're on Spotify, they're on all those outlets there.
So you're available to the people, they just gotta know about you, they gotta be.
Click.
Yeah.
Speaking of clicking, actually, we were entered in a contest recently to play Firefly Music Festival.
In Delaware.
Is pretty awesome. They have like this, you know, indie bands, and you get to vote for whoever you want to play. So if you get a chance, it's just like one click. You don't have to sign up for anything or anything. Go check out Firefly Music Festival's Facebook page or our Facebook page. We should have a post about just clicking to vote for us to play that, because that would be a really cool.
When is this?
For us. When is Firefly?
I think it's mid-June. It's like 19th, and I think it goes for 3 days. So yeah, it's like June 19th, and it goes on till the 22nd, I believe.
So start with your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And just get acquainted with Nigel and the Dropout in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, like it, whatever, you know.
Definitely. Pass it on.
There you go.
And find this Firefly Music Fest.
Yep.
Mid-June in Delaware?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You know where about in Delaware?
I don't know the exact city. It's weird because I feel like a lot of festivals are doing, you know, they just kind of pick like a spot in a state, and they're just like, this is an open area and we're going to do a festival here.
Hey, you know? If it gets people to come out and show up, good deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's show some support for some hometown heroes, Nigel and the Dropout. But definitely check out all those venues, be it the Facebook, Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, mm-hmm. but best of all, the live shows where the CDs will be available. Any printings, any wax yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do? It's on wax.
Oh, vinyl printings?
No. Yeah.
We're doing vinyl. We got t-shirts. We got t-shirts, CDs.
Stickers.
All right.
We do have stickers.
You can't. But what about these shows? Where, when? When we get to see you?
We got the one on Saturday at the Loving Touch. Yep. We got another one coming up at the Blind Pig mm-hmm. a few weeks after. What's
that? That was actually June 19th.
Okay.
June 19th? Yeah.
So the Ann Arbor crowd gets their chance to not have to drive down to the city.
Yeah.
Yep.
But for those enjoying the city area, you got New Dodge coming up.
Yeah.
July 11th. You're just getting about.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been busy with other shows.
We've been playing quite a few shows lately.
So the buzz has got to be out there. The music is here today. And let's get to a song.
Yeah.
Let's keep showing them what you got. Which one to bring next?
One More Chance. This is also off Slice of Infinity. It's another one. It's kind of our dancier track.
Oh, well, definitely. Give them something to bounce to.
All right.
Nigel and the Dropout. One More Chance from Slice of Infinity.
Thank you.
Wow. That was One More Chance from Nigel and the Dropout from Slice of Life. Yeah, definitely a dance number right there. You guys will bounce back and forth where you please, when you please.
Yeah.
All right. We're still doing good in terms of time. So many more songs that you can do. Like I say, with all these albums, EPs, and what have you, you can rock a show for pretty much as long as you want to. What's the longest show that you've done?
I'd say we've pretty much played an hour.
In like 20 minutes if we wanted to.
Sorry about that intrusion. We just got some students. That's the beauty of being at Henry Ford College. Even during spring break, we can have some live ambiance going in the background. But you're talking about your shows and how long you've gone on?
Yeah, we can go on for a good hour, 15 minutes if we need to. I feel like we haven't. I feel like after that, you're like, your ears hurt. Like, yeah. You don't want to do that to the people.
Yeah, I think like our whole experience is trying to be, not trying to be. I mean, I think we really are kind of intense live. I mean, it's very loud. There's a lot of lights.
We got this thing that we do with our light show that I guess we tried to do something a little bit different, mm-hmm. where we have all of our equipment is synchronized with lighting signals that are controlling things and controlling projections that are coming out of a projector on the stage. And
it's really conducive to how we perform the music, because a lot of what we do, I mean, really, I think the best explanation is that we're just nerds, and someone gave us access to all this equipment, and it happened to be musical equipment,
and give you toys, and you're going to turn them absolutely. Out and make them work for you, not just the way you were meant to.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take this stuff, and like, it's really conducive to like jamming, so we can kind of link everything up to the light show, and then, you know, kind of just jam around, and then all of a sudden it's completely different light show than it would be if we played it a little bit different.
Right.
So we don't need like a light guy in the back, like, you know, making it all professional looking. We just have it like
professional looking, right.
It's very, you know, impromptu kind of style.
So Nigel and the Dropout, not just to be heard, but most definitely to be seen live. I mean, straight speaking, two good looking young cats out there making music and having fun and making the show interesting, dancing around and making you think if you want to go there. But where you want to go with your next song?
I think the next song we're going to do is My Friend. And this one, again, is off our second album. You know, our second album was really, I think, where we kind of came to. And maybe an awkward step from our first to our second album, because it was really a learning experience. Like I said, that's where we came from, you know, not even playing live at all to, okay, now we want to perform these songs. So
where a lot of our songs are from.
Yeah. Well, a lot of our live songs, because it was like, oh, this is actually what we want to do. But yeah, this one is called My Friend. I think we put a comma afterwards on the in the name. So I don't know if you can hear that when I say it, but there's a comma right after it.
Well, you'll say it in the vocals when you sing it.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
And we'll let you kick it live now, right here on WHFR, Nigel and the Dropout.
All right.
Nigel and the Dropout right there. My friend. Well, you know, we have so much technology going on. We get interesting background stuff. But what we do is we have interesting people come in to Motor Live Drive at 5. One of those interesting bands is Nigel and the Dropout, who have been putting on a great show for almost the past hour. And we're so grateful that they've been here celebrating the upcoming release of Falderall that you can be a part of at the Loving Touch this Saturday in Ferndale. Doors will be at 8 o'clock. Now, mind you, doors at 8 o'clock. There's going to be a whole bunch of bands for this small admission. So get down there. Yes, you will enjoy Nigel and the Dropout, but you'll also get to see Ancient Language, Tart, and the Ill Itches. So make Saturday a part of your plans to get down the Loving Touch. Catch Nigel and the Dropout, Andrew, as they rock out, do some great music, and take us out as we get ready for Gasoline Gypsies next week. What you going to do to close out the show?
Song off Slice of Infinity, just so you guys have to come see us live. If you want to hear the new stuff, you got to come on Saturday.
See, we've been teasing y'all.
We've been teasing.
You've been enjoying this, haven't you? Yeah. This has been good stuff. Yeah. What you got for
him? We got a song called Silhouette.
All right, take us on out.
All right,
Nigel and the Dropout. Man, this has been a great show. WHFR.
And pick it up, pick it up.